10 major banks and mortgage companies are settling with federal regulators over accusations they wrongfully foreclosed on homeowners. J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citi, Bank of America are among the financial institutions that will pay a total of $8.5 billion to resolve claims against them. Homeowners who lost their homes to foreclosure in 2009 and 2010 are eligible to receive payments, while others still in their homes but struggling could see some mortgage relief. In addition, Bank of America is paying more than $10 billion to mortgage finance giant Fannie Mae to settle claims over mortgages the bank sold to Fannie that later soured in the housing crisis. To help us sort through this day of settlements is Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for the New York Times and a WNYC contributor. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So big settlements today, all of them having to deal with how banks made loans during the housing boom and then how they foreclosed on homeowners once things went south. How do these agreements differ from other ones we've seen in the past few years, like the one last February, where five of the largest banks settled for $25 billion with the Obama administration and with state attorneys general?
Right. Well, it's not quite right to say they settled with the Obama administration. It really was a state effort, that one, the $25 billion settlement. And a lot of that money was supposed to wind up going to some form of mortgage relief or other. And it's hard to know how much of that's actually happened. So this time, it's the OCC, the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, which regulates the banks. So this was their settlement with the big banks, this $8.5 billion settlement. And the banks all wanted to get it done in time so they can kind of announce it at the year end, at the quarter's end. So that was their incentive. How it is different, it really isn't that different, except homeowners are going to get cash on the barrelhead, although, to be honest, it's probably not going to be a lot. In a lot of cases, it's going to be a check for $300 or $400.
Why isn't it going to be a lot? How come so little?
Well, the feds wanted to get this thing wrapped up, too, and they were realizing that it was just too onerous a task to go through loan by loan by loan. It was taking too much time. It was costing too much money. So they just said, the heck with it. We're just going to settle it all. And that's what they did.
We keep seeing settlements like this, but there has been very little action taken against specific individuals at the banks for wrongdoing. Do you think that will ever happen?
No, I don't. As I think I may have said, told you before, I once asked the Department of Justice if they had ever prosecuted a single person from Countrywide, which, of course, is the Bank of America arm that's causing them all these problems. And the answer is no. So if you're not going to prosecute anyone from Countrywide, you're not going to prosecute anybody.
Right. B of A, by some estimates, losing $40 billion following its acquisition of Countrywide.
Well,
perhaps not the best deal ever made.
Amy, as of today, it's $50 billion because they just agreed to pay another $10 billion to Fannie Mae. Now, that's about a different issue. That's not about foreclosure. That's about Fannie Mae saying, you sold us loans that you knew were bad and you didn't say anything about it. And they've been in a tussle for the last two or three years where Fannie Mae has basically said, we're giving you this loan back, you buy it back, it was not good to begin with, and you lied to us. And so this is Bank of America's way of solving that set of problems. But they still have more problems. They still have shareholder lawsuits. I mean, this is going to be going on for a long time.
Yeah, B of A is moving away from some of its mortgage business. Do you think this will have any consequences on people trying to get home loans from this bank?
Absolutely. I mean, Bank of America used to be the largest consumer bank in the United States. It bought Countrywide specifically to expand its portfolio of mortgages and its ability to make these loans. And Bank of America has essentially announced that it's getting out of the mortgage business for all intents and purposes. There are some banks that are still big in it, such as Wells Fargo, but the bottom line is it's a lot harder to get a mortgage today than it was in 2006 and 2007.
Even with low rates, interest rates.
Yes, and that's what's such a terrible thing for homeowners is there are a lot of people locked into higher rates who can't refinance because of the bank's unwillingness to make more loans, and so they're locked out of these low rates.
So if homeowners who were foreclosed upon aren't going to see a lot of money, who's getting these billions and billions and billions of dollars in settlements? Lawyers?
Well, yeah, lawyers are getting some of it. The federal government's getting some of it. And homeowners are getting some of it. It's just that there are so many homeowners to divvy up the money that they don't wind up with very much.
Right.
Now, there are some people who've said there'll be some people who get more money, but you know, we'll believe that when we see it.
And very briefly, Joe, are these big payments enough of a punishment to prevent future bad housing deals?
Well, they are now, but you know, a couple of generations from now,
right,
everyone will forget and we'll do this all over again.
That's Joe Nocera is a contributor for WNYC and an op-ed columnist at the New York Times. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.